magnificent the character they showed, especially second half, Billy. We had 3 one-on-ones first half, we've hit the post, we've drawn to round, we've dominated the second half. And in, very respectfully, I think we should have been out of sight. But they had that late chance there, and they're at home, and a demanding crowd, etc. So we always knew the threat they posed, but tremendous character. I'm delighted for the boys, very proud of the team. I thought it was a really good 3 points this afternoon.
What did you say at half-time? Because it looked, it was pretty even in the first half, I thought, and Pritchard was getting a lot of hefty tackles against him. But second half, I thought, well, dominated.
No, I thought just in the first half, and I think the boys were the first to say, we were 10% below our best. We weren't quite at it all over the park in terms of taking the extra touch, not being half a yard closer to the man. Everything was just a little bit off the pace. And we knew that if we stepped it up, we'd be fine. We knew that. And as I say, think of the one-on-ones in the first half, Andre, Yotta, Pritch, etc. Second half, Longy getting through, Andre getting through. I just thought it was a very good performance. And to come to a venue of this this quality, it's a daunting place to come to, tough place. Pitch wasn't the best, didn't really help us in terms of the football side, but I thought we were so proud of that performance.
Three young lads out there that won't have experienced anything quite like that. Terrell, Pritchard, Chris Long, all did very, very well. But can we just have a little word about Tumani Diagaraga? His 200th appearance for the club, a big favourite with the fans. We wondered when he went off to Portsmouth or we would see the end of him, but my goodness me. A word about Tumani, please.
Tumani needed to go out on that loan, to go and play 6, 7, 8 games and really get his confidence high and come back fit, and he did exactly that. So it was a tremendous loan for all parties. He came back, he played, got involved at the end of last season, fully deserved to be, and there's no doubts about Tumani. Mm. For me, he's still got a lot more to come. I know that may sound a bit absurd, he's 27, but he's learning all the time about how he can dominate a game of football. He can set the tempo for us, he can link it up, he takes great care of the ball, technically very, very efficient. And for me, Tumani will get better.
Final one from me. Tuesday's a special night for you.
Not really. I understand why you're saying that, Billy, but not really. I mean, there's a few people there that I know, but it's a special night if you win. That's when it's a special night, because we went to Vicarage Road, I thought we played really well, and to come away with nothing I thought was quite shameful, a quite bizarre decision. But we're looking forward to it. They've won again today, I believe, 1-0, so it's tight at the top. You know, margins are really fine, but we're in good shape, we're in good form, we're confident, and it's the whole squad. I keep saying it every week, but it's not just the 11 or the stuff, it's the whole squad. And if you look at Tony Craig and Sam Saunders and Nico Yanaris and Jack Bonham and all the guys, Gene, Lewis McLeod, Jack Connell up here, again supporting the boys, it's a team effort.